Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Two Girls in a Podcast. It's your girl, Ash B. And we actually have a special guest sitting in today. Not only a frequent background voice you hear every now and again, we have her sitting on the couch today, sitting in for Shanice. She may or may not make it back for the second half. She out there having a party, but we want to welcome Miss Melina, Mrs. Hello. Melina NC in the fucking building. How are you, sis? So she's sitting in for Shanice. So.
Just for a little bit.
Yeah, so, you know, usually Shanice is the one bringing us in, but I'm going to bring us in, and we're going to get into this all tea, no sugar, no cream, brought to you by me, the Hot Topic Guru. Mm. Y'all already know what it is. I look into it, so you don't really have to, because I know how y'all do. So we're just going to get right into it. You know, we got to start with the bull, so we do want to rest in peace to... not the bull, but just like on a sad note. Rest in peace to actor Louis Gossett Jr. Oh, he did pass away at 87.
Yes, I did not know he was 87.
I did not know he was 87. He looks good. Yes. He looks good. But yeah, just RIP to him. His nephew confirmed his passing, according to AP News. And he shared that Thursday night in Santa Monica, a cause of death was not shared. So we do want to rest, you know. He was in everything.
Roots.
Yeah, that's the clip Roots. They played.
Uh-huh. And he was just, the last film was The Color Purple that he did. That was his last role
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. He was in The Color Purple.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Yeah, rest in peace to him. Also, because, you know, I think we talked about it the last episode about Princess Kate Middleton. Because you already know, I didn't know what was going on, because you already know how they do at the damn palace. Mm. We still don't really know what happened to Diana. Mm. We know, but it's like the stuff that's going on with Diddy. We don't know, it ain't known until somebody go down for it. You know what I'm saying? But she did come out and say that she has cancer. She's undergoing chemotherapy. So we do want to wish her well. But, you know, it's still people saying this is according to the people. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They are saying there's other things going on. There was allegations, and this is all alleged of abuse that was going on with her and Prince William. So I'm just happy to see her physically.
That she's alive?
Yeah, that she's alive, really.
Praise God.
Because, you know, that's what I thought.
Well, I think that's what we all thought.
I was like, nah, y'all need to check on her. Go see about her. But
I think that's what everybody was asking for. Just at least go check on the lady, because we hadn't seen her. So she's alive.
Yeah, so we'll continue on that. But for now, we're going to wish her well. Mm-hmm. So moving on. So, you know, Usher recently won an NAACP award. In his speech, it was kind of a little weird. He said the devil is a lie. Usher shuts down content creator for making false claims around his NAACP speech. So I'm going to play it in.
It is good. It beats with passion. And I'm very honored to be able to receive this amazing award from the depths of my soul.
Sure, almost thanked the devil for his award on live television.
So he had to say to that, he went to X, formerly known as Twitter. Get the hell out of here. God is my Lord and Savior. The devil is a lie. You got me fucked up.
I know that's
not today, sir. I never have time for this type of shit. But today you gonna hear this. Mm. So I was a bit nervous and jumbled my words when I was speaking from my heart. I hate teleprompters, and they started to rush me because I was getting a bit long-winded. Everybody gets nervous, especially in this position. Mm. I was thinking of the NAACP. I like how he spelled, instead of putting two A's, he put double. NAACP and shift the depths of my soul. When my words got mixed, the devil is always at work. Don't let him use my boy. You terrible for even trying to share this. So he did respond to that. And y'all know Usher don't really respond to anything.
Why do you think he felt the need to respond to this?
Because there's so much going on right now. Yeah. He felt like he had to respond. But my thing, I don't know what's going on. And what we do have to realize, everybody worship with whoever they worship. But that's one thing I've realized even just researching this whole Diddy thing and looking into all these stories and reading these articles. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, everybody say they worship God, but it's not the same God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what we're finding out.
Yeah.
I mean, we automatically probably think everybody's worshiping the same God, but it's not.
And it's not, like, you know, while I don't, you know,
you
necessarily.
You can have your own God.
Yeah, you have your own God. But I just feel like certain religions, they do have the intent, you know, all good intent and worship God in the right way. Mm-hmm. Some religions do. Mm-hmm. I don't even believe in organized religions, but I do believe that. But it's like some organizations that are not necessarily religions, y'all got some other shit going
on. And we don't know that world. So it's like, I don't know what you up there talking about. It's not my world. So I can't I can't say what you worshiping, but from the things that's going on, I know I ain't up for charges on
Okay. Speaking of charges, so the whole Nickelodeon documentary came out and you watched it. I watched it too. So what are your thoughts? So Dan Schneider, so just to give you a background, so Nickelodeon created a whole documentary where they talked to former child stars that were affiliated with Nickelodeon, and they told all their stories. It was some dramatic stories, and they didn't really, Amanda Bynes was not on the series, but they talked about, she wasn't there physically, but they brought her up and mentioned her.
Several times.
So what was your overall?
I think it wasn't all the way surprising, but what was surprising was the, first off, let me rewind.
Skirt.
Dan Schneider, I didn't even realize he was from Head of the Class, and I used to watch Head of the Class when I was little. So I was like, what in the world is this man doing on here? I didn't put the two together.
That he was in Hollywood for that long. Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
So, when I saw him, I never affiliated him with that dude from Head of the Class time.
Mm-mm. But anywho, so I think that what really, really shocked me about the whole series was the sexual rape. The innuendos, I could kind of almost.
Because they still do
it
that.
It was disgusting.
Yeah,
I feel
but
like
they
that's
still.
Been going on.
Yeah.
Even though we didn't think. We didn't think about it then.
Right.
But anyways, but with the actual, that boy getting raped.
Yeah.
That was the.
So that was goodness, what was his name? Drake Bell.
Yep, Drake Bell.
He was raped and.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, he. So the whole time that the trial came out, you know, they never mentioned the person's name. Mm-hmm. And Drake Bell is the boy's name. So he says, so whenever it initially came out, the court documents were sealed. So they knew somebody got assaulted. He continued to work. Drake Bell continued to work on shows.
Then he was underage.
Yeah, he was underage. And he continued to work on shows. And this is after the trial was settled. And the dude that raped him, his name was Brian Peck. He was like an acting coach known that had been working with him. Now, keep in mind on the documentary, spoiler alert, Drake Bell's dad, he always made it a point to be with Drake 24/7 while he was on set. He did not trust the Brian Peck dude. He just was like, it's something funny about him. Mm-hmm. And then they showed footage. They referenced some footage that they showed of Leonardo DiCaprio and how his mannerisms with him, how he was just touching them for no reason.
Parents
notice with their child when you're paying attention.
You have a gut instinct.
Exactly.
Basically.
So Brian Peck ended up putting in Drake Bell's head that his dad was stealing the money or whatever. Drake Bell goes to live with his mom. His mom is not as involved. Mm. He ends up getting assaulted by Brian Peck. Brian Peck, I think, does 16 months in jail. He's convicted.
Did he do jail time?
Or
I thought he got probation.
Didn't get the sentence he deserved.
And he had letters of reference, like the little reference letters. I don't know what the
And then
name
when he was done,
was.
All these actors. And then when he was done, he continued to work for Disney for the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Yep.
Like,
and some of the people that was writing on his behalf, it came out, it was the man.
Robin Thicke's dad.
Yep, Alan Thicke. It was Joanne Kern. She was also on that show, too. What was that show? That used to be my show.
Show Me... No.
Yeah.
Family Ties?
No. Whatever. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, but... So, just assault and all that going on. It's just... 2024 is just the year of everything coming out. So
this is what that boy was detailed, or what was detailed in that court document. Like, I just, it was the, and it just make you feel like that's what's going on all the time.
Right.
But we've heard this stuff before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've always heard about it. And then, like, former cast stars like Kenan Thompson shares his thoughts on it. The Quiet on Set. Docuseries. Mm-hmm. And then where there was a clip that I wanted to play where
he was on Tamron Hall.
No, with Dan Schneider. So former Nickelodeon producer Dan Schneider addresses the allegation. This is after the fact or whatever. He was on some podcast.
It was like his homeboy was interviewed.
Yeah.
By you. No, I did not hire Brian Peck. This was a total.
I don't even have to play. He was just deflecting and saying all this stuff about how he wasn't involved. Even during the documentary, they had, you know, he wasn't on it, but they had, they got, you know, they reach out to the person for their opinion, and they got his opinion, and he was,
girl,
lying.
Growing pains. You know, I'd be random in my head.
That was the name of the show, and one of the, right, that lady was on it, and she actually wrote a letter saying that she didn't know his complete involvement, and she was told something else. Like, girl, okay. So moving on from that, so Carly Russell, she was sentenced to probation, ordered to pay nearly $18,000 in restitution after admitting kidnapping hopes. I know Dr. Umar happy. I wonder if he gonna go give her a hug.
He might be around there trying to give her a little Pan-African love.
Right. So if y'all remember Carly Russell, the Alabama woman who made headlines for lying about her kidnapping, was ordered to pay nearly $18,000 in restitution and sentenced to probation during a court appearance on Thursday. Well, this was a while ago. So it was so funny watching her during the court appearance trying to squeeze out them tears. Like, girl, you lucky you didn't get no jail time. And it was more public outrage than anything. Mm-hmm. She didn't do anything criminal. Like the judge said, it was her first time offense. She ain't been there before.
I mean, but she paying her. She got to pay her restitution.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
For a lot.
You
got
to pay it. Yeah, you got to pay it, girl.
And she looked like she did not want to give
Cop
her.
To that,
yes, she was did not. She shed them tears. But, baby, she was looking like, I can't believe I have to do this. I didn't do anything. I'm innocent.
What did I do?
Right.
What do you mean?
Baby, you had us in a frenzy. Had us all looking crazy.
Sure.
But you look crazier. So moving on from that, what did I want to talk about? No. Amanda Seals. Just because I'm mad that she's mad. And, okay, so let me just. Amanda Seals opened up about not being recognized in spaces within the industry. Now, I do understand what she's saying as well as far as not being recognized in the spaces that she occupies and, you know, has occupied for a long time.
Right.
She's created a lot to, like, script writing and a lot of the shows we watch. But a lot of people don't like Amanda Seals.
No.
A lot of people don't like her. And at the end
not?
Of the day, they don't like her because one thing about it, you can't be black, loud, and voice your opinion and be... It's some people that are able to make it in them spaces and pass,
right.
But Amanda Seals, enough people don't like her because she doesn't care who likes her or not.
Right.
You really have to care in that industry.
But if we go by the basic standard, she has all the aesthetic to be able to do that.
They showed her accolades. I remember seeing her on Bella Galile as a kid.
Yeah, but her being like, okay, if she's a light-skinned woman, like, why she is being treated like this. That's what some people were saying. I had seen a couple of comments.
Well, because she's like the preference.
Right,
so.
Right.
But that's what I mean. It goes to show, like, she's not getting the same preferential treatment as Issa Rae. and Issa Rae isn't. So at the end of the day, in that industry, you really have to have your attitude adjusted to where you're going to move around and be able to.
Issa Rae is a whole writer of shows and stuff.
I mean, she is.
But Amanda Seales, I give her that. She did her one-woman comedy show.
Yeah.
I saw, you know, the stuff.
She has contributed a lot. Yeah. She's hosted a lot of the same shows that she...
some of the shows on Insecure.
Yeah, I'm sure she has. I'm sure she has or contributed. I don't know. But yeah, she's just contributed a lot. And I would just say for me, in this industry, if I'm not being acknowledged, girl, that's a good thing because look at what's going down. Girl, it's crumbling, girl.
People that's acknowledging, woo, child. Well, that's getting acknowledged. I mean, you don't want to be in that boat, baby.
You sure
girl.
Don't. You sure don't.
Baby girl, no, you don't.
So moving on to somebody y'all that snuck back into the community, Candace Owens. So Candace Owens, she just recently part ways with the news outlet, The Daily Wire, asked for money from supporters. Mm. Child, first of all, she did the interview on The Breakfast Club recently, and I just don't understand how we just gonna forget everything she has said. Like, the fact that she's allowed...
The
fact that she's allowed in these spaces, and Breakfast Club, y'all fell off a lot. Y'all fell off real
so
bad.
Okay, so let me just
y'all
say this for my
bad.
Own piece. And, you know, people hated on Angelique so bad when
they
she was on that show.
Her. Not the voice of reason, Liv.
I keep covering my little thing, but my bad. So, but what do you think? What is your take on... I understand what people are saying about Angela. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Because,
boy, we talked cash here when she was on there.
But now we're feeling the wrath of what happened because people always complain and when stuff be working... But I understand, she needed to branch off. I ain't mad at her. Not one bit.
Right. Because we forget she left. She didn't get fired. She left.
There you go. But the show quality wasn't never all the way quality, even though they in the Radio Hall of Fame. That shit's crazy.
That is crazy.
But okay.
But they did create history.
I understand that they create history. They are part of the culture. But do you feel like they lowered the bar?
No, I don't feel like they lowered. Oh, now? Yeah, because I think what we realizing now is Angela Yee was actually the factual fact checker of everything. Like, I'm pretty sure she would have grilled Candace Owens. And I ain't watched the whole interview. I can't watch The Breakfast Club. But I don't know if they grilled her. I don't think they did. I feel like
they didn't talk to her as if the mayor. Yeah, no, it was not the same. I watched both interviews.
And that's what I figured they would do. They would give her a pass, and I don't know what's going on with them, but yeah, it's time to hang it up. And I like, to your point, I feel like the quality did go down because
they didn't need two comedians. Like Charlamagne thinks he's a comedian,
but he was the comedic. I think they should have got somebody that was a fact checker.
Yeah.
It was gonna, you know, y'all clown around, y'all talk about sticking your dick in each other's booty.
There you go. If we got to have Charlamagne as the fact checker, I mean, I understand you think you check facts, but you ain't the fact checker I'm looking for. Sorry.
Yeah, you ain't checking them like that.
That's not the one I'm interested in.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
You and Lil Duval.
All right, so.
But I like them though. They be
I like them. I'm not gonna say
they make me laugh.
I do like them, but
they
some of the shit y'all say, like I'm about to unfollow. Some days I'll be like, I can't follow Lil Duval, especially Charlamagne. You don't do too much on social media.
No,
but.
He don't.
All right, anywho. So moving on to Diddy Bop. Did he do it or did he didn't? So I don't know what day it was, but his house got raided. TMZ was, of course, the first to report it.
Mm-hmm.
And while his home was getting raided, he was on a jet going somewhere. It was I feel like it was so many stories going around. It was one jet going someplace, and it was allegedly him and the girls.
He at the airport pacing.
Nobody knows. It was just a muck. Nobody knew what was going on.
We on what's today? Saturday. That happened just on Monday. And this is a turn of events just during the week.
Yes. It's just been so many turn of events through everything. Mm. So just recently, Diddy showed the aftermath of what happened, and he's also been seen out with the kids. I saw pictures of him in Miami with the twins because they're on spring break. Mm. So, you know, I was listening to something because Christian Combs, Christian King Combs, he tweeted that's cap or something like that. And people were saying, you know, he was referencing the whole Fed things, but somebody broke it down a little differently, saying that tweet could have been because, you know, recently Diddy was in Miami with his friends just going live. One of his friends was showing video like, we're friends. And, we stick together. Stevie J was there. His boyfriend, all of them was together. And they were saying that that cap tweet was in reference to that.
I don't believe that.
I don't know.
I just don't believe that. Like
they sticking together.
Yeah.
So why do you think Misa haven't said anything?
Child.
Because she was quick to say something whenever, what was that he got? They were filming a reality show for, was it E?
I don't know who it was for.
And they were in production whenever they, Justin, whenever he got pulled over for a DUI.
It was Justin, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, table that real quick. Mm-hmm. So why hasn't she said anything now? I think that she's probably, if I'm in her position, because I don't know this tax bracket, so I'm going to just talk in my own tax bracket if it was just like a whole lot of little bit of money.
Right.
She's mad, so mad that she somebody's either telling her, like, you can't go off like you can't go off.
Like, be quiet because she went off.
You got to think this one through. You got to, like, plan. Either you got a plan already or, girl, you got to make a new plan. I don't know. But if it was my son, I wouldn't understand like how you couldn't pop off.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure she's popped off in the background, but I'm sure with the public, we just ain't seeing what's going on because there's no way. Because she don't ever come public, and when she came public off a DUI, you think off this,
that's
she
what wouldn't? I'm saying. Like, that's that what don't I'm saying. Even make sense. It's some so bigger hands like, on around her mouth.
Yeah, like, let me just sit down because I would be in jail before him. She probably like, I can't go to jail before this nigga.
Her hands is just as bad.
Like, okay, because and I would I'm probably just sure walk up to him and shoot him in his head.
Well,
can you delete that out?
Allegedly. No.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't imagine my son, even though the, whatever they pay, I don't know. I don't care. But I'm thinking in a moment as a mama
just
bear.
Just check on this real quick.
And this,
you keep talking. Oh,
and baby then dad, my baby then got put in a handcuff.
Right.
I don't really understand how you don't react. And when she did react a few months ago, which she never
reacted. That was pure passion, baby.
And we ain't saying she been around. The girl's been around for about 30 years. We don't see her, like, popping off. We don't see her doing
don't
that.
Get it twisted. Like, people don't know Misa Hilton now, but she's popping in the fashion. Even now. She's popping in the fashion industry. She styles some of the girls you look at to this day. Yeah.
But we don't see her in the press.
We don't see her
this,
in the public eye.
Especially for no
mess. Oh, not for no mess.
Like, she's not a messy not girl.
Not for no mess.
I don't know what happened
now,
at
we
house.
Know she messy behind the scenes.
There you go.
We know
we don't
the
see
tea.
Her outside,
we don't
so
see her. Her mess is
as far as I'm
confined.
Concerned, she innocent. She just tried to protect her baby, but she might not be in. She might have to get called.
Girl, we got a call. Shout out to Rodney the Voice. Y'all check him out on YouTube. He did a portion on his show where he was talking about all the people that's going to have to get called to the front of the congregation in regards to this. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people associated with this. Like, it's a lot of people. That's why I think.
It's a domino effect.
That's why I was telling you, I don't think Diddy's gonna get any jail time. I think what's going to be worse for Diddy is him losing notoriety.
Cause that's all
speaking
he had.
Speaking of, they showed this video. I wish I could find it. I'll find it during the break. It was a party. I'm not sure what party. I want to say it was a Grammy party. It was like one of the pre-party because you know he didn't go to the Grammy. Mm-hmm. Diddy was sitting on a bench. It was all you see all the celebrities, all the stars. Girl, they walking past Diddy. Nobody acknowledged him. He was sitting there with his drink.
Recently?
Yes.
This he was went Grammy. To the event?
Yes.
Oh, he went to
this
the Grammys?
Was Grammy. This was, no, it wasn't a Grammys. It was like a pre-Grammy.
Oh, okay.
It was
okay.
Outdoors. Because you know, Jay-Z didn't have his Roc Nation party.
Right.
He was out there. Nobody talked to him. Nobody. He was just sitting there.
He probably in there. He probably got a little tally, like the little Roman numerals, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I knew it was bad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Guess who walked past him and he say shit? He went and talked to some. It was just people, you know, talking like you do at a party. Flavor Flav walked past his ass. Yeah. Like, baby, I'm going to the bar.
He said, I just got out of... I've been out of rehab for the last 15
Nobody
years.
Nobody was, he's not at the cool boys table no more. No, that's God. Why I said, I don't think Diddy's going to go to jail. He's going to lose more notoriety. And there's going to be people, because you see the boy that was on the plane, he got locked up because Carisha was alleged to be bringing the Tucci, the pink powder, down to New York, was it?
I don't know.
Bring it to Diddy. Miami, yeah, she said she wasn't there. I think they was bringing it somewhere, but she said she wasn't there because she was fitting for the Met Gala. But child, it's so funny how they allege that, and this is what I'm saying. Hmm. This is all in the paperwork. That's why the house got raided, because in the paperwork, the Rodney dude, he said that they was using this pink substance. Carisha was getting it for him. And then the boy gets jacked and he has the same pink substance on him. You see how they have, you know how they have them red strings whenever they put piecing the puzzle together on the wall on them investigation shows? Baby, the pieces is coming together. That's what I'm saying.
You know I watch the ID channel, child.
That's why Carisha is tripping and tweeting.
But I'm still in my conspiracy theorist mind. The amount of drugs they even had wasn't like enough to where all this is getting blown up to. If you really think of it on a federal level.
It was the fact that they was using the drugs to give to the girls and drug them.
I understand, but we don't know that part of the story yet, Ashley.
See, okay, we don't. We know girls was getting drugged.
We know
that a guy got.
We know.
And we know that Diddy's a drug head. So that might have been his personal supply. But the point of it is you cannot travel on a plane. That's trafficking.
I'm just thinking about the law, I guess.
Yeah, the law is you can't fly with drugs on a plane.
But I'm just saying, if you
can't say bomb on a plane.
No, you can't. But whatever. We're talking about these rich ass people. You got to remember how he got off with shooting a girl in the face when the doctor said he shot the girl in the face.
But Amber, that's when he had the higher up. Having his back.
Fine,
he's crumbling and they look at him. It's like you're no good to him. Diddy is no use to them anymore.
And
he is in this predicament for nobody else but himself.
I agree.
So, I mean, what's happening now? Yeah, what's happening now is because it's his time. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we need to hurry up because
it ain't about a hurry up. It's going to be a process. And what people need to understand, it's not going to be a thing where we're going to see Diddy locked up. One thing about karma and how it works is
it's like Sloan. Let's talk about the law for a second.
No, let me just say this. Sure. Sloan Bella said this. Karma is not necessarily bad energy. It's a balancing thing. So what's happening?
Karma don't act in our time. So I'm going to just know that.
No, I'm just saying karma.
That's just how that works.
She explained. I'm just saying from her words.
Yeah,
she explained it.
Is it
being something that balances off? Uh-huh. So what I think with this whole thing and just anybody that is high profile and they go through things like that, and we're able to see it because it happens to all of us personally. Mm-hmm. But we're able to see this shit. We're able to see the puzzles. We were able to see everything as it went. We're seeing things balancing out to where he's going to be back to scratch where he was struggling at the beginning. That's how it works. It's full circle. He's coming back to where he begun. Mm-hmm. And that is nobody fucked with him. Diddy was always looked at as a nerdy kid, and how he's treating people is how he was treated.
Right.
As a kid.
I agree.
The groomer always becomes the groomy. Usher.
The groomed.
Yeah.
I
Justin
believe
Bieber.
More, but when, okay, so Epstein, he killed himself. And then what's the other pervert that went to jail? Harvey. Ain't he still in jail? So he's still in jail.
Yeah.
So if he actually does some time, I will visit this back, this conversation on whatever night
if
this is.
If we do some time.
Did he do some time? Because karma don't work in what we think we see on the internet.
Well, no, you looking at justice and...
But
I mean,
what I'm saying with the evidence. I'm talking about the law legally.
No,
what
justice
we've
for...
seen where he's got
but
a
what
mule,
if, what
he
if,
got pink cocaine, he got hookers
but what if
with their tussy cat open.
Because what
he
you
got
gotta
all
understand.
This stuff on his head. He
but
should
you
be
gotta,
going to jail. That's
what you gotta understand. Like Rod dude.
Who?
The Rod dude that came out. He got allegations of fucking with people. That's what I'm saying. Like, Yes, he does. So that's what I'm saying. This shit is literally a crumbling of a whole.
I believe it.
Yeah, it
but
is.
I want
that's
Diddy
it,
to go to jail. I said all that.
I don't care.
I hope he
I don't
go
care
to jail.
If he go to jail or not.
I want him to spray his tussy cat amongst the whole cell, whatever the case. He need
he
to be
gonna
off
love
streets.
That.
Let
I don't
him go
think he
gonna.
I don't
Let
think.
Him go.
I think he. I don't even. I don't care
he
if he goes to jail
that,
or not.
He need to go broke.
He will definitely be going broke.
He need to go broke, and he need to go to jail for a little bit.
I don't think he should. You're right, he should, but I don't think he will.
That's what should happen because
I don't think he will. I think Diddy's hands is so clean.
If he's charged criminally, he has to go to jail. That's a criminal charge. Now this civil shit that they got going back and forth, but with the damn federales coming to the house, the Navy SEAL, the people under the water coming to three different coasts. They was on, I mean, with three different coasts.
Well, Miami, two different coasts, but they was in LA
and New York. They had raided the house, whatever he had in New York, whether he owned it or rented it, whatever the case.
Whatever he had there.
He had three properties raided all at the same time. So y'all got to put him in jail for something.
And then when just, and I don't even believe it was just off of
$7.99. So some of my taxes is going to this damn.
I don't believe Rod's statement. Like they're saying his statements is what caused it. Right. I think it was so much build up and everything that I think it was that finally that kind of nailed the corroborate.
The nail in the coffin.
I don't think it was necessary.
It was more so because he was kind of implicated in Cassie's. Suit. Yeah. So he was named in that. So I think he was able to, you know.
And then Cassie's lawyers, the people was mad that they said something.
Right.
They
right,
tweeted,
right,
right. You know, they're happy that the state and they stand with the victims of Diddy and all this and all that. Right. My thing is, everybody that's coming out, it's like we looking at everybody sideways because anybody, any picture I see, if you was in a picture with Diddy, guilty. Yeah. If you was,
I'm about to say, bitch,
we was at a concert. We was at the concert. Diddy's what was it? The Bad Boy Reunion Tour.
We had a time that night.
It was a good time. But I won them tickets.
Remember that one time? No. But yeah. Child.
What was you about to say? What was it about?
I don't remember.
Good. She remembered this bitch.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Girl.
I don't know what's going
to
happen.
So do we supposed to stop playing his music?
No, and this is my personal opinion on the music aspect of it. Play the music, R. Kelly, anything that's sentimental at a time in your life where that music was prevalent and it meant something.
Full
play
clause.
It.
I never stopped playing R. Kelly.
We were playing the whole Bad Boy trilogy before Carl Thomas, motherfucking Jodeci.
Who shot you? We play it all. I'm not going to ever
and I'm
stop
not,
playing it.
You nope. know? And I'm not. I'm
and
not.
He can go to jail, hell,
or
Becca.
All. Or all of the above. I'm not going to. I feel like the music, you should still be able to listen to.
Look at how the industry is set up. Like, they really making us fight over listening to our black artists where the hell they is all perverts. All their music is still being played, but why they watching us sitting up arguing if we finna listen to R. Kelly and Diddy? They can go to hell.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna play my records.
And while I'm playing it, and I'm gonna tell my grandkids when I'm listening to it in the future, yeah, he was a pedophile, a low-down, dirty. But the one thing about it, he wrote a Diddy.
he wrote a good Diddy.
And I ain't talking about Diddy, I'm talking about R. Kelly. Cause one thing about it, he got that classic.
R. Kelly wrote for everybody. Okay. Somebody said that I can't even remember who it was, but they was like, R. Kelly wrote for everybody. So you really can't listen to nobody then. So y'all.
So what we gonna do? Retract
to music? Then you can't listen to the people he wrote for. You can't listen
exactly.
to Celine.
Exactly, girl.
Don't you listen to Celine Dion? Don't listen to her. R. Kelly wrote for her.
Matter of fact, you come to the front of the congregation. I'm gonna need you to come to the front. Might as well. We got questions, baby. Yeah,
girl.
So keep listening to the music. What we gonna do? Cancel all the kindergarten graduation, that song, I Believe I Can Fly. We got to take that back. We got to run them back.
That's just devastating. That is
devastating. You know how many kindergarten first grader song, I Believe
Had
I Can Fly?
Had performance. And y'all talking about y'all can't listen to
child.
Him. Because he was touching Aaliyah.
Not touching. He had a whole full out.
Yeah, I forgot. He married. But whatever the case may be, I don't know.
Yeah, we're not finna go there.
It's just a rabbit hole. Like, we shouldn't be able to watch movies.
Yeah.
They need to call, I don't know, who is the pervert movie? Well, we know Oliver, what's that name?
What's the lady that wrote R. Kelly documentary? What's her name?
You talking about that one lady?
Yeah,
Something Perez? No, not her. was at Def Jam waiting. Mm-hmm. Try so many of these heifers. It's so many. Man,
and that, like you said, it is. Yeah, like, it is.
Girl, I can't keep up.
It's a rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. We'll never be able to get to the bottom of it in this lifetime, I don't think. But Dream Hampton.
Oh, yes.
She's the one.
Yes.
Even though, I think it's Tyreek. Somebody, they can't stand her.
Drinking.
Yeah. A lot of, what I'm noticing too, on another note, you men, your disregard for women, the fact that y'all can't even explore the fact that, not only do y'all know what happened. Y'all know what happened to the point.
Some of y'all
didn't change it from,
some of y'all was there.
No, what did it used to be no something to now it's no Diddy. It used to be
pause
to no Diddy. Like
that took like 2 weeks. I mean,
so it's like y'all know, but y'all will still cape for this nigga so hard. You Kevin Samuel ass niggas is.
It's weird.
It's really weird.
It's like they don't have an identity. Weird. It's like they needed a leader.
It's like y'all was never loved by a woman and y'all hate y'all mama. That's what it's like. Like y'all have some disregard for her for whatever
Girl.
She did. You know what I'm saying? And you just don't, you can't find in your heart to be sympathetic towards women. You have to take the man's side or see the other side of the man. You have
they
to.
They don't care to, though. They honestly would rather be in their own bubble. Like, that. It's their, like, their comfort. Like, they would rather
their
just
manosphere.
Be their, whatever, yeah, that word. Yep, that word.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds you like the Flintstones. Like, back in the day, you remember they had the lodge?
Yes, exactly.
They had the lodge, girl, back then. That was like when we was little. So it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of double back and kind of remix a little bit. They had the lodge.
Right.
That's the lodge. So, child.
I can't. It's going to come back around, and we're going to talk about this more, I'm pretty sure, because the case is fucking unfolding. It's something new every day.
Like, literally.
So, we'll see what happens. But, on a final note, because we talked about this yesterday and we said we was going to discuss it on air, a topic, and a friend of yours, you want to explain the story? Because I feel like when I explain it all wrong. So we'll tell
I thought we were going to do the letter.
No, we'll do that. We have to take a break still, but this is still all tea, no sugar, no cream.
I'm new. I'm just standing.
Yeah, no, I want you to, I would explain it.
I am an audience guest.
Yeah, I would explain it, but I always tend to mess it up. But she's a friend of the person that is going.
This is an anonymous letter.
Anonymous,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
No, you the situation, we just want to know what y'all think, and y'all can.
Yeah, what your thoughts are.
The situation is.
So the situation is a friend of mine that I've known like 20 plus years has a son.
Not you saying it was anonymous, and then you said your friend, but go off.
I mean, you saying it was somebody I knew?
No, yeah, but you could have said somebody I knew.
Off the
had,
street? Like, I just...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would have.
Well, whatever.
But yeah.
Okay, well, still, whatever.
Yeah, it's fine.
So, a friend of mine that I know, 20 plus years, has a situation where he has a son that is, maybe, we'll say he's 27. He's 27 years old, an older son. So, with the child's mother... she has a son that is with her now current boyfriend. Fast forward, this is 20 years. The son now, the youngest person, is 21, and she just revealed to him that...
Not the son, to the... The
not
son
the
has
oldest
no clue.
Son. Yeah, the oldest son, that's 27. He's always been there for him, whatever. That's
yeah,
not
but
a question.
The son in question
but
has
son,
no clue.
It's never been a question because she said that's not his son. They were broken up at the time. And her new current boyfriend is the father, a junior.
The Let's current boyfriend
the current
thinks
boyfriend,
he's the father
and he is
of
a
this
junior,
21-year-old.
So she named him the junior of the boyfriend.
No, well, he's not the father.
So let's get the story. Okay, so let's fast forward. We're in 2024. The person that I know, my friend, you know what I'm saying? He took care of his son all these years. So whenever throughout the years, you know what I'm saying, he would help out with the youngest kid just because he was there. He just that type of person. We gonna put that on the back burner. It was never, you know, anytime he had his kids for Christmas, he would, you know, also provide for the, you know, youngest because they was brothers. whatever he would even go with.
So
the
in the whole
sometimes.
Time, this son is looking at him as just his older
his brother's,
brother's
dad. Okay, you see where I'm going with this. We're in 2024. Okay, don't look. My name is Melina. Okay, edit that out. So, okay, fast forward 2024. This son is now being
drafted
to the NFL, right? And this my friend just found out this is his biological son. The mother just told
him that he's the dad.
Like maybe less than a year ago. So now my friend is in a conundrum because he feels like he really doesn't want to tell the boy that, you know, he's his biological.
Really your dad.
Yeah. But the mom is feeling like she has to tell him, but she don't think this is a good time because they have a lot going on. The son is really thriving, blah, blah, blah. Side note, let's put all that somewhere else. Here's the dad that thinks that he's been raising his son in the house, has no clue. He's a junior, might I add.
A junior to a son that's not his.
That's not his. But in my mind, logically, because this has been my friend for over 20 years, that was never that man's son because he looked like you. This is my mind.
Can I stop you right there?
Okay, stop.
And so this is my thing with the whole story. So the friends, like, the whole time, and the friends being, you know, her and, you know, just the friends of the guy that is the dad, but the son doesn't know.
Right.
We'll call him Robert.
Uh-huh.
Robert is, you know, the stand-up dude, been taking care of him, doesn't know that he's not his child, just found out.
Right.
So, but the friends have been telling them all along, this little boy looked just like you. They would bring the little boy around. He's grown now. Let me finish.
Okay.
The little boy is grown now. Like you said, he's 21. And he's kind of had an inclination of the thing. So this
we're
is
not
a,
gonna talk on the boy
is,
because we can't say he had an inclination. We ain't
no,
gonna,
I'm not saying.
Oh, you're
I'm talking
about dad.
Robert
okay.
had an inclination
gotcha,
that
gotcha,
he
gotcha, gotcha,
may
gotcha.
Have been
uh-huh.
just based off of his friends
yeah,
always
yeah, yeah.
in his ear saying that boy looked just like
mm-hmm.
you. So this is the situation. So do you think that we were discussing this? This was where the debate came in. Do you think that the mom in Robert should tell the son now that Robert is actually your real dad, even though you named after little Julius. Julius
so,
is
but,
the stepdad.
Okay, but
and you're named after him. So
okay,
Julius
Ashley,
Jr.
Hold on.
Robert is actually
Ashley,
your dad.
Listen to this part though. You gotta add this part to the story because this is very important. So, okay, Julius, the dad that's been living in the house raising the junior,
since
Julius Jr.
birth.
Yeah, since birth. Head ain't good. His head ain't good.
But he raised them all this time.
But listen,
he raised
yeah.
a well
but, okay,
rounded
bring
boy.
It back to 2024. So Julius Sr. is not with the mother over the last 2 years. So
they
are
broke
broken up.
They
are
They're
broken
not together
up now
no
for
more.
The last 2 years.
But the mother feels the need now to
but
just divulge to the son.
Right, exactly.
Maybe for her
but,
sake, more or less than anything
but,
else.
They're saying that Julia's head ain't good is why she's hesitant as well not to tell the story because I watch a lot of crime shows, so this is what I was led to believe that he might not be able to handle that type of information. So you have to also weigh those options and kind of take that into consideration when you're kind of coming up with what would I do, what should you do?
I
should have never got this damn far in my concern, but that's just me.
I wouldn't tell
and
him.
And I'm trying not to judge.
Yeah, yeah. But I wouldn't tell him. My vote is to not tell him.
Like, ever?
No. Ever. And you're looking at it as like a secret being buried and everything,
I'm just
but
so
I'm thinking
tired of
it.
Of black people burying every damn thing.
I don't think it's necessarily even fall into that category because there's a difference between black people burying family secrets that can really traumatize somebody and black people burying family secrets that could fuck a kid up that has nothing to do with that shit.
But how?
That's the mom and Ace and Robert. That's the mom and the and Robert Bella Hush. That's the mom and Robert's issue and Julius. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It ain't even Julius's issue. That's the mom.
It's
and
the
Robert.
Mom's issue. Honestly, I think it's the mom's issue. I think it's the mom that she talked to her child. I think it's for the mom.
And if it's gonna happen, because mind you, she did say Robert is he knows he's a biological son to
now,
the old.
No,
no,
last little bit.
Let me finish. So Robert is actually the biological son to this boy's oldest brother. So the brothers are not stepbrothers in all actuality. They are real brothers.
They wouldn't have been stepbrothers. They'd have been half-brothers.
Amber, I'm saying in actuality, they are real brothers.
Yeah, you said stepbrothers. They would have been half-brothers or whole brothers.
Okay, half-brothers, whole brothers. So they're actually real brothers is the point. So the older brother now knowing, I believe he'll probably, because I know my relationship with my sister.
Right.
I know I would tell her,
I feel like he should. Yeah.
I think that's how it should come out. And even still, that's going to be traumatic. And my thing is, I just feel for the boy because rather it
Absolutely.
Come out however it comes out.
It's still messed up for him.
He's about to be broken.
Yeah. But then, you know what, too, Ashley? What we have to realize that we don't do sometimes, we underestimate our kids. What mm-hmm. I'm learning a little bit
mm-hmm.
with my kids being older.
Mm-hmm.
Because we always been strong, so they kind of, I ain't saying they ain't going to be fucked up, but they'll be able to, we've equipped them a little bit more than, I guess, maybe the average kid.
To
I'm
make
not,
it through this.
Yeah, but we can't underestimate these kids because he might be something like, well, damn, bitch, I can, you know, you could have told me this when I was 12. Like,
even he might even be, it's not even that serious.
Right.
Like, I know who my dad is.
Exactly.
And
why I can't have two dads?
Yeah, hopefully it goes that way. That's what I pray
know.
For that
like,
result.
Like, you gotta always...
If it comes out.
Yeah, but if that motherfucker crazy, the one that's been raising them in the house...
Well, if he crazy, he just probably don't never need to know.
That's what I'm saying. That, like, but how would he not know?
Yeah.
How would he not know if his son be like, damn, you know you ain't my daddy, daddy.
Yeah.
That's
well, let us know
what you
happened.
Think. Let's bring the NFL piece of it too.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend is very well off. He don't want no money.
Yeah.
And he don't want to mess him up either. So he's more on the side like, let's not say nothing. So let's put that piece out there.
The mother is the one that wants to say everything.
Right. And I feel like I don't like secrets like that. I wouldn't be able to keep that from my baby.
I would never be able to hold nothing like that. Not this. I would have told him at birth.
Even if I didn't tell him for that long, I had at least told him when he was grown.
I wouldn't have been able to hold. I would not have been able to do that.
I don't know. I can't say what I know. I ain't going to say that.
Yeah.
This
I don't know
I'm
her.
Thinking.
Yeah, for me.
I don't know what
yeah,
I
would have
said.
Yeah, and this is my own. Whatever she was going through is what she was going through. But for my own personal thing, I don't.
That would have been hard.
Very hard for me. But yeah, let us know your opinion on that. We are going to wrap it up and take a little break. We don't know if she needs to be back for the letter, but we do have a letter from a viewer and a listener. Shout out to y'all.
Gosh, I'm so excited.
Shout out to y'all that have been sending in your letters, wanting the advice from the girls. So we're going to get to that next segment. Either she needs to be here, she won't, but we'll get to it. Thank you so much. That wraps up all tea, no sugar, no cream. I ain't even do my spiel. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Welcome back.
I'm
after the break.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's back with us, y'all.
Thank y'all for y'all patience. You know, I appreciate it. So y'all know after we get into that we'll see no sugar, no cream.
Which we did, girl.
Y'all did.
Girl.
And I missed it. We're gonna do a circle back. We'll do a recap after so y'all can bring me in.
Did you?
You might have. Do it again.
Right.
Anyway, after we get into that all tea, no sugar, no cream, you know, we got to get into that horrid liquor. Well, the girl's gonna give it to you straight, okay?
You asked for it.
You did. So let's get into it. So we have a letter this week. Thank you guys for sending in. You know, we love the tea.
We do.
So this says, hey girls, hey, I'm in a situation, so I'm just going to get right to it. I have been with my man for 5 years now and things are awesome. I truly love this man, like for real. We are engaged and I'm going to be planning a wedding soon, but we definitely not in a big rush. He is a good guy, and I love him, but I want to beat his mama's ass
girl,
real bad.
Girl, she was mad, sis. I felt your pain through this letter.
This lady can't stand me, and I can't stand her ass either. We got off on the wrong foot and have not been able to get back on the right foot. I have a 9-year-old daughter, and I had her at a very young age for context. My fiance met me when she was 4, so they have a great relationship, but his mom has never liked my daughter or me since the beginning. She hates the fact her son is with the woman with the child, and she makes me feel it whenever I'm around. She has other grandchildren from his older brother, and my daughter is close in age with them, so my daughter looks at them like cousins. She hears them call his mom, I guess, nanny or nanny or something, I don't know. So my daughter calls her that as well. I feel like she cringes when my daughter calls her that. I told my fiance how she reacts to her calling her, I'm going to say it's nanny. And he thinks I'm tripping. I am not. Another example of the shady shit his mom does. 2 years ago, she took all the grandkids to Florida for the summer and did not include my daughter. Talking about she's spending time with my parents this summer. Like, bitch, she could do both. Don't play with me. Period. She has thrown parties for every grandchild at her house, but never once for my daughter. Now that my baby is getting older, she is noticing the shit I noticed from day one. The breaking point was this bitch just missed my baby's birthday party the other day. She didn't even have a reason why she didn't come. When I talked to my daughter that night, she asked me, does Nani love me? It made me mad because she was now aware of the things I have been seeing since day one. Since she told me that, I have not been as discreet with how much I don't like his mom. I've been telling my fiance over the years what has been happening and what recently happened, and he is just not mad enough for me. I'm thinking about just ending the whole thing because I don't want my daughter feeling the way around his family, mainly his mom. Right. I have a great relationship with my mom and dad, so she has grandparents in her life, but we spend a lot of time with his family, traveling, holiday dinners, just everything. I have created a great life together with my man, but his mom is a problem. I know you both are mothers. What would y'all do if you were in my shoes? Oh, child.
See, that's the part. I love, like, y'all want our opinion, but shit.
This shit be, I love it. I do love that y'all want it, but these are, of course, any situation is always going to be, you're going to have to do what's best for you and what's best for your family and all that.
We know it's just opinions you want.
Exactly, but a situation, child. See, we're both mothers, but I've never been married. Mm-hmm. I've been engaged, but I've never been married, and I wasn't engaged long. Mm-hmm. Ash is divorced. Mm-hmm. I wasn't with my last relationship. It was because I had a child, and mm-hmm. so I had a relationship with my daughter's grandmother and mm-hmm. all that, mm-hmm. and it wasn't the best. You know what I'm saying?
But could you imagine, could you imagine going into something with your child, the age she is, y'all grow together and y'all are good.
Right.
And, you know, you just don't like the mom.
I was about to say, because see, the difference is my daughter was her actual grandchild. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It was blood there. So it's not even.
You know what my first thought was, honestly, when I just read it off the rip? Like, if it's possible, I would move. Like, start fresh someplace else. Move away from wherever you're at,
wherever they are.
Just start fresh. I always find that to be refreshing, but I don't know the job situation. I don't know if picking up and moving would be, but when it's the mom and the guy doesn't really, your fiance doesn't see the issue with his mom, this is just what it is, and you can either accept it or you can't.
And so that's what I was going to say. My first thought was, this is not on you, girl. This is
no,
on you.
Exactly.
not on you.
Not the live right studio audience in the building, baby.
This is not your issue.
No, it's not.
This is his mother. And I feel like that was the issue with my relationship. Mm. These men, y'all get in relationships with women and you still attached to your mother. Even the Bible said you're supposed to break away and you start your own family. All like that's the point of y'all being engaged. You're supposed to be trying to start a life together. So your child is his child at this point.
And just to be relatable, I mean, in my situation with my ex, at my wedding, you know, my family and my ex's family was closer at a time, but a good time. His aunt came up to me on my wedding day and was like, okay, the side chick becomes the main chick.
Was you the side chick?
In her eyes.
Girl, and you know what pissed me off? Because I told my ex-husband about it. He didn't do shit about it. He didn't say shit. Of course, I talked to her, whatever. We had had, you know, we had our little conversation about it or whatever, but it was the fact that you didn't say shit.
Like, to defend you, to protect you and all that.
So the fact that he's not saying anything or doing anything to protect you and protect your peace, that's a red flag.
That's a flag.
And that's just my own personal situation.
I agree.
Now, Melina also had a take.
Can I talk?
You can, baby, you can hear you in the background. You good.
So, my child's father, I have two children, both with different fathers. My oldest child's father is deceased, so my youngest child's father has been in my oldest child's father since she was two or three. So he gets remarried years later. We are not together. We have a cordial relationship. So his new fiance, or new now wife, has a mother. So his new mother-in-law would not allow my oldest child to call her grandma when my youngest child did. And neither one of them are biological to her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she really made her feel away. And I told my daughter she didn't have to go. She used to go up there every summer.
How old was your
Elijah,
daughter?
You talking about Elijah?
Yeah.
She was like 10. She was like 10 years old. And she had been going up there summers for like, what, 7 years? Don't disrespect my baby.
Yeah, once a child feels away.
It does something to them when they start viewing men and
especially, didn't she say she was close with the cousins and everything?
Uh-huh. And yes. That's why she started, because of the closeness that she had with the cousins, that's why she started calling the grandmother.
And
like
you know how,
nanny or whatever.
Right, but you know how kids are when they get together. Ain't no telling what them kids are saying to the child. You know what I'm saying? Or if
they could just.
Yeah, that
she
is true.
She can't even go back around.
And
she can't go back because she treat them different.
She's sitting up treating the kids different. So
the kids got more coof than the damn adult.
That's deep.
I would not be against you ending it all. If that's the extreme that you want to go to, because at the end of the day, your child is your responsibility. So your man is not protecting you, but it's your responsibility to protect your child. So, and if you know that you don't like your child being, you know, treated no different type of way or whatever, especially when you're in a relationship with this lady's son, then I don't see no issue with you separating yourself. But, of course, before doing that, you know, the girls was always going to promote some communication. I'm like, you said that, you know, he knows, and you just don't feel like he's mad enough for you. So tell
baby,
him that.
Baby, you might have to pop off. Like, I'm like, sick of it. I'm leaving.
Exactly. Establish boundaries and all that. Communicate all those things. Establish a boundary and let him know if these boundaries are not respected, then we leaving. But what I also would not be against is you having a conversation with the mother. If I'm about to marry your son, what's your issue with me? And what's your issue with my
child?
Right,
what's your real issue?
You know what I'm saying? Now, one thing I remember when I was growing up, I have my father's youngest sister, so my aunt, treated me differently from, like, my cousins and all that. And I felt it first, but then it was confirmed for me when the wedding came. Everybody was in the wedding except me, like in terms of like flower girls and all that. So my mother was like, so when it came time to go to the wedding, my mother was like, you know, if you don't want to go, you ain't got to go. So I didn't go. I didn't go to the wedding. I'm like 11 probably at this time. And so me not going to the wedding, she never said anything to me, I guess, because I'm a child, but I feel like she started treating me worse because I didn't go to her wedding. So then I remember we went to, it was like Labor Day weekend or something like that. We ended up going to the beach, and my young 11-year-old ass told my auntie off on the beach.
Not 11-year-old.
So I'm saying that to say, though.
I believe it.
I felt comfortable, and it started off so calm. I only started getting loud and shit because I don't know who the fuck she thought she was talking to. Okay?
Right.
But I was comfortable enough to say something because my mother gave me my mother was like, you
that's
might be
not
a child,
right.
But if you feel like she's treating you some sort of way, ask her. Mm-hmm. Ask her if she got a problem. Tell her that she's hurting your feelings or whatever. So that's what I did at the beach. I said, I feel like
you
treating me different because of X, Y, and Z.
Great lesson.
Gave you the space to be able to protect yourself.
I'm bringing that up, though. Right. I'm using that as an example because if you already know you don't like his mother and you don't want to talk to him and all that.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
Then don't. But then if your daughter is asking you, does she not like me or whatever?
Like me?
Oh, go ask her.
Yeah.
Ask her just the same way that you
know what she said.
Come on now. it's from the mouth of, make the kids do it.
From the mouth of babes.
From the mouth of babes. Just let her do it. If she want to have a relationship with this lady, she want to be around the cousins and all that, you don't have to be there.
And make your decision from that.
Send her to talk to her. Because now what's going to happen too, unless this lady is like, unless she like my aunt. See, my aunt, I ain't gonna say she ain't give a fuck, but you know, we got into it. Yeah. We still don't talk to this day, right? Bitch, y'all know.
To the lady that's, I don't, to this day.
I remember and I don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
But if this, so I hope that this, she's a grandmother. I hope that she's not like that. But.
You on your last days.
Girl, baby, you need to want these kids loving you and loving on you and loving Nanny or Nani.
Somebody to take.
Care of you.
Come on now.
You don't need all
of them. But what I would hope is that this little girl would go to her and ask her, and it would
trigger something
up a little bit for her to just kind of respond on some, you know, no, it's not like, give some sort of explanation as to why.
Right.
If nothing else, it would embarrass the fuck out of her. Would. If nothing else, to be like, damn, I got this little girl coming up to me.
She feel it. Like, damn, I thought I was hiding the shit. Right. I thought I was just shading the mom. I don't fuck with your mom, but I know you felt it, baby.
You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, I just think
you know what she's doing.
Yeah.
She
know exactly one thing about it, y'all, just like with Elijah, when these kids get older and of age, they're going to know who to cling to and who was.
She said, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Her daughter is, how old is she?
This little girl, I think she said is 9 now. Yeah, 9. Yeah,
She, by the time she's already starting to recognize it, when she gets older, you know, whatever she decides, if she decides to talk to the mom, empower that little girl.
Right.
Once she talks to her and she gets what happened, that girl's going to make the decision. And when she looks back, when she gets about 13 and that frontal lobe start developing, she's going to look back like, that lady don't fuck with me. She being fake right now.
Right.
She don't really, it's going to be something. So just.
Low-key, all she already told her. She
baby.
Said, why not? He don't like
me. Damn.
That's
ooh.
What she said. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Ooh. Baby, the way I would have bust that U-turn,
girl,
we about to, let's go find out.
Okay.
Nani.
Nani.
Hey, Nani.
My baby got a question. My baby needs an answer.
I be staring like this.
Nani, I know you see me on the ring, bitch. Nani.
You know what this sounds like to me, though? This sounds like a grandmother that does not have a husband.
Ooh.
That's very possible.
And invest in her kids so much.
And her son
didn't go quite the way she might have been great, but you're with this bitch. Some people be projecting what they see for themselves. They project that on the rest of the world. Not even their kids or nothing. They project that on the world because you can see the boy is oblivious, even though men are oblivious. But sometimes when men see your girl, that's why I want to know how old she is, because I feel like when men see their girl feel away, they like, hold. Like,
well,
what the fuck going on? Yeah, if she feel away, it's a problem. You know what I'm saying?
But
so
she verbally told him.
Yeah.
It sounded like she had a conversation with him and they've talked about it.
He's just not moving. That's what she said. She said she doesn't feel like he's mad enough.
Not a
like,
sense of urgency.
Because what it sounds like is he's one of them niggas like, oh, but that's my mom, though. That's my mom, though. She was there for me. She was the only one.
Right. My daddy left and she my mama and my daddy.
Right. She the one. Sir, move the. You have a fiance. You have children now.
You created a lovely life for yourself.
This is his responsibility, sis. Your responsibility is protect your child. His responsibility is protect you.
It's so, a from the famous words of poetic justice. Baby, you got to dress and rest. Love live here, but it ain't got to live here no more.
Okay,
baby, watch that scene, and that'll give it to you. But give us an update, and everybody that has sent us a letter, send us updates on whatever you have sent us. We would love to see what's going on.
After the
how you took to our advice, if you applied our advice to your situation, we do want to see updates. So send the updates, and if you do have a letter you want to send to the girls, Two Girls in the Podcast, I'll tag it here. Two Girls in the Podcast Business at gmail.com.
Well, we'll
fill you in on. You know, sugar, no cream. Oh, baby, it was a lot of ditty, yeah. Oh. I mean, baby, we solved you. Yeah, we solved you. Give us an update. I'm interested to know.
I'm actually wrapping up the episode. Y'all not going to give me the rundown right now.
Girl, no, we didn't did a... Girl, that episode was an hour. With this, it's probably going to be a 2-hour show, baby.
That's because of Malika.
Baby, you know she passionate as fuck.
No, but I told her to cut me off. I said,
I know, you know I'm sitting back on. Take one more ship, Malina. Take one more ship. Baby. And boy, did she. So y'all got an air full with part one, baby. A lot. Arguing with me. I had to.
I gotta be.
The mediator. Yeah. Girl, one thing about it, we fighting like sisters on there. Baby. Loud as hell.
Well, thank y'all for tuning in with us for another week. The girls will be back. I'm Shanice.
It's your girl, Ashby.
Bye.
Bye.